Most of us have probably had the experience of maybe working with a team of people that you're leading a team, or maybe it's you're working with one of your children and you ask them to carry out some kind of task, some kind of duty, and they respond, okay, I'll do it, no problem, right? Only to find out like the next day or 2 days later that nothing has happened, right? And that's frustrating. And then the next time you're kind of thinking to yourself, I'm not even going to ask them, right? Because I know it's not going to get done. And you almost have the presumption it's not going to get done, right? And so you have to kind of keep nagging them. But that's kind of like that first son, or the second son in the gospel today, that the father was sent him out to the vineyard. He said, sure, you bet, I'm heading out, right? A couple days later, you bet, nothing's done. Then we have the example of the first son, who basically when he was asked, he said, no, I'm not going to do it. He resisted. Then he goes and follows up and does it later. I could connect with that first son. When I was growing up, when I was a young kid, the Saturdays were really a big time work on the farm day. My dad worked a full-time job, so the weekends, obviously, he was really engaged in farm work. And Saturday mornings, before, cable, well, you could have cable if you had that big, giant satellite dish in your backyard, but not many people did. Saturday mornings was cartoon day, right? And so don't mess with cartoon day. So my brother and I would be up really early in the morning, 6:30, watching cartoons straight till noon until mom had fried chicken and mashed potatoes prepared for us for lunch. But at least once a month, my dad would come and employ one of us boys to go help move hogs. And that was like a 2 to 3 hour ordeal. Mom wouldn't let dad in the house with his hog clothes. He could just be kind of in the pantry area. So we could hear him if he was coming in around 8 or 8:30 in the morning. We could hear the door knob turning. Oh, gosh, please no. I need one of you boys to help move hogs. Well, I would always be the one can we do it later this afternoon? Not right now. And then 10 or 15 minutes later, I would go get my pig clothes on and go move hogs for a while, asking every 5 minutes, are we almost done? But we've been around those people too. Maybe we've experienced that in the family. Maybe we've experienced that as some kind of being in a supervisory role or a leadership role. We ask someone to do something and there's resistance. Or maybe they don't even say anything, but we can just see it in their bodily expressions, right? Their body language. But they go forward and do it anyway. Now, so that happens in this parable with Jesus. He's speaking about these two sons being sent out into the vineyard, or being asked to go out to the vineyard. One says yes, doesn't do anything. One says no and goes out and does it anyway. And so Jesus is comparing those two. Of course we know what the answer is. Which one did the right thing? Which one pleased the Father? The one that said no but went ahead and did it later. But is that the ideal? Is that the ideal response to a job, to a duty, to a responsibility? And particularly when we're talking about our relationship with God and how we live out our discipleship as stewards of the Lord, that the Lord has given us gifts to use, to share with one another. Well, no. The responses that God is looking for is a joyful, a prompt response, right? Immediate response. That's the ideal. That's what we're after. And so Jesus gives us this a great parable message that communicates the truth that God has a work for us. God has a call for us that we're to carry out as stewards, living out our discipleship. And so we can examine, and it gives us a mirror to kind of examine ourselves. Where do we fit? Are we those sons and daughters who say, sure, yeah, okay, I'll commit to that, I'll do that, but then we never follow through? Because we're so probably preoccupied with our own interests, right? That the task or the responsibility or the duty really has no meaning or importance for us. Or do we find ourselves looking into the mirror of that parable and say, we carry out our work, but we do it begrudgingly, with complaining, right? Or do we take it to the next level, our discipleship to the next level, where we live out our stewardship, our call, our response to God with generosity and sacrifice? And so this leads us right into this year's theme as a diocese for our stewardship renewal. So the stewardship renewal doesn't start until November, but the diocese is in this weekend and last weekend was promoting the big reveal. So what is the big reveal? It's the theme for this year. And so when I had the kids, I did the early preview of the big reveal on Friday. I had them do a drum roll, but I won't have you do that. So, but here's the poster for the big reveal this year. This year's stewardship theme is the joy of the gospel, faith working through love. And so we had Pope Francis come down and do a portrait for us, so we're pretty excited about that. But this is a great, great theme, and particularly in relation to this gospel. Because a lot of times, you know, these themes, you're like, well, how do you apply them? How do you connect them with the way that you live out your discipleship, the way that you live out your life? And so the gospel today invites us, challenges us to reflect upon how we're carrying out our stewardship. Are we just giving, you know, lip service? Are we doing it begrudgingly, or are we carrying it out with joy? Now, the thing about joy, the joy of the gospel, and when we talk about the gospel here, we're talking about the way of life that Jesus presents to us. Joy is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. So it's a result of something. It comes about. So you can't just get joy. You have to do something beforehand. And the something beforehand is this faith working through love. So that's kind of the theme, the faith working through love. And really that means living out our discipleship, living out our stewardship with generosity and sacrifice. That's the only way that we're not going to fall into the trap of those two sons, of just giving lip service or carrying out our vocation, our work, our lives begrudgingly and in a complaining way. And so generosity, carrying it out in a generous and sacrificial way will result in joy. Think about anything in your life that you've taken on and engaged in. If you do it half-heartedly, what's usually your interior sense? Is it something that you're like, you get excited about and that you're, you know, you're full of life about? Not usually. If you're half-hearted, you're half into something, it's almost like you have to kind of work to be interested. But think about those things that you are really engaged in, that you've made sacrifices and you're generous towards it. Whether it's maybe it's a sport for a young kid. When you've made this, or an instrument that you're learning, you're sacrificing and you're generous in the way that you offer yourself and dedicate yourself to that. What happens? A passion emerges. Joy comes about. And it's the same way with our faith. When we live out our call as stewards, living out the stewardship way of life as disciples of the Lord, generously and sacrificially, the fruit is joy. And so this is a great start to begin reflecting upon how the Lord is calling us this next year to live out our faith. Because he's always inviting us, challenging us in different ways. And so we have to be discerning. But that first question of how I'm living it out, do I give lip service? Do I carry it out begrudgingly? Or is it generous and sacrificial? And I'll know if it's generous and sacrificial because there's going to be some joy connected. Now, the diocese has issued some nice prayer cards with the face having the print of the poster on it with a prayer on the back. So at this time, I'm just going to invite the ushers to pass those cards out. And I'd like for us to recite the stewardship prayer for this year together to conclude the homily. You notice that the size of these cards are not like the new iPhone. They will fit into your pocket comfortably. You can carry them around. Okay, so on the back, then we'll go ahead and recite that prayer together. Father, encouraged to embark upon a new chapter of evangelization, marked by joy, we as stewards recognize when we are taught up in our interests and concerns, there is no room for others. We now renew our personal encounter with Jesus Christ, knowing he will not disappoint us. It is our faith working through love in which we step confidently toward Jesus and are received with his open arms. For this we give thanks and praise. Amen.